Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your daily wrap for Australian financial and industry news. Today is Friday, December 20th, 2024. We begin with developments from the automotive industry. Yesterday, we saw a significant increase in Nissan's stock. It surged 22% amid rumors of a potential merger with Honda. While stock for Honda dipped slightly, many speculate this proposed merger could spell major changes for the industry. The partnership may include Mitsubishi Motors, in which Nissan holds a significant stake. A Nissan-Honda-Mitsubishi alliance could see annual sales hinging around the 8 million vehicle mark, a formidable number, yet still behind industry leaders Toyota and Volkswagen. A consolidation of this magnitude, reminiscent of major alliances like Stellantis formed in 2021, could provide a competitive advantage amidst growing global automotive challenges. Transitioning now to superannuation news. Treasurer Jim Chalmers and the Australian government have set their sights on high-value super accounts. The idea is to revise tax concessions to deal with a projected $55 billion hole in the Commonwealth's account. Under review are 48 tax concessions, with superannuation leading the charge. Amidst declining mineral revenues and increasing public spending, Chalmers has emphasized the importance of maintaining quality public services and stated these changes form part of broader economical goals. Meanwhile, the banking sector faces its own challenges. Shareholders are unhappy with ANZ following allegations of market manipulation in the sale of $14 billion in government bonds. At the annual meeting in Melbourne earlier this week, a sizable portion, over one-third to be specific, rejected the bank's pay plans. The shockwave led to outgoing CEO Shane Elliott forgoing his long-term bonus. In the face of these allegations and a $250 million capital obligation by ARA, ANZ's chair, Paul Sullivan, has assured stakeholders of an impending review of executive rewards to balance leadership accountability and fair remuneration. Lastly, we look at the insurance sector. The Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, has released a strategic response to improve disaster resilience after the recent floods. With numerous recommendations on their table, the ICA is set to push forward a phased response, focusing first on simpler suggestions while dedicating comprehensive review for complex proposals. While this proactive approach is welcomed, implementing the recommendations, including standardizing policy clauses and securing accommodations for affected individuals, won't be without its challenges. And that covers the significant stories reshaping Australian financial and industry sectors today. Visit financialservicesonline.com.au for a more in-depth analysis. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estrotori, and see you next time for more daily financial updates.